So hello all and welcome, and I am the MGTOW Philosopher, also known as the Realist. So how y'all doing today? I hope you're all doing good, fine, and well, I'm doing okay, I'm doing alright. So, the acronym MGTOW. You don't hear it too much anymore, do you? You go, you look online, you look on YouTube, you look on that other site that pretty much does almost just as much shadow banning, begins with an R, ends with an U. You don't see it. Where's MGTOW? Where'd it go? Now, we are hearing the red pill a lot more, and the manosphere more, but what happened to MGTOW? Where'd that go? Huh? Where is it? Nobody uses that acronym anymore. Nobody says it. You don't see it in any channel names anymore or titles hardly at all. Where'd it go? Well, it turns out that a lot of folks decided to axe it from their channel names, axe it from any kind of self-identifiers, axe it from their image in any way, shape, or form, because they don't want to be associated with it. It's always, it's too controversial. I.e., I'm a sellout. I'm a sellout, and I was really only in it for the money from the get-go, and so, you know, I'm a big fake, I'm a phony, I'm a fraud, and so, yeah, I used to use that term, and I used to pretend, act like I was this thing, but now, that is no longer convenient, it's no longer edgy, and now it's just verboten. No, gone, gone, because, you know, it'll get me, well, it might get me ignored, or laughed at, or viewed in a light that's not so positive, you know. I might get shadow banned, and, you know, the mainstream narrative has reached such a saturation point in negativity in regards to this term, this acronym, a point where it wasn't before. Before, people had just never heard of MGTOW, and, you know, so there was no carefully crafted, carefully spun counter-narrative that is now the prevailing narrative, that it's a bunch of weirdo nut jobs, incels. So, but now that that's the case, and it's inconvenient for me to adhere, to identify with this identifier, I'm going to get rid of it. Even though this entire narrative, spun by the mainstream and that has now been popularized and largely believed, is a lie. But, you know, I'm not going to stand on principle. Just goodbye to the acronym entirely, to, you know, all of the very red pill concepts that are behind it, all the ideas associated with it. Well, you know, I'm going to try to steer away from those things because it casts me in a poor light, and that affects my ability to make some moolah. That's not me, folks. I'm no sellout. I don't do that. Check out my channel name, Baby. So it's been a long time, really, since this was discussed honestly. The mainstream narrative has taken hold. The powers that be control the definition of what this is. And so all the people that were fakes, frauds, phonies, grifters, just riding along because it was profitable, they hopped off, right? And now they've changed how they identify, changed what they associate with. This is how you know they're fakes and frauds. Not me, baby. It's inconvenient. I don't care. I'm nothing if not honest. I'm not going to jump ship just because some bigger guy, bigger corporation, bigger entity that not only has a bigger bully pulpit, but is the bully pulpit, is the government, is the mainstream, says, oh, well, this MGTOW thing is a bunch of incels and losers, and they've had years and years now to shape that narrative, and now most people believe it, so I'm going to run away from that. No, because it's a lie. It's a lie. And I reject that false framing. And so I am still here while everybody else, so many people, jump ship, reclassified, relabeled themselves. I'm moving away from the red pill, you know, because there's so many toxic people in that space. Oh, so the ideas are valid, but you just want to run away because some of the people are casting in a bad light. What? Wow. Yeah, you were really, really, really tightly joined to your principles, weren't you? Yeah. So tightly joined that the moment a few of what you would call bad apples poison the bunch, instead of staying in the bunch to convince people, to let people know that it's not, the ideas that are bad, but just some bad actors, now you jump ship. Because that was the easier and more profitable thing to do, right? Yeah, we see where your priorities lie, don't we? With profit. Not principle. Not me, baby. So I thought it was important to actually define MGTOW properly and what it represents, instead of all these false framings that have been bandied about now for the past 5 years, where it's been redefined as this, redefined as that. Oh, you MGTOW. Oh, that means you're an incel loser that hates women. No, that is not what MGTOW is. So, what is MGTOW? That's what I'm here to define. It's important that I do so because of all the lies and the false framing that have been presented as truth and fact. So there's so many guys out there that don't even know what that is. So many guys who actually are MGTOW and they don't even know it. So what is MGTOW? All right? It's really very simple. So MGTOW is a declaration of self-ownership. It's a man saying that me and my labor are mine. That which I produce that has value belongs to me. I am not here to be a sacrificial lamb for you. My existence is my priority, and it's just as valid as your existence or anyone else's existence. I'm not here to sacrifice for you or anybody else, unless I choose for that to be the case. And only if, in so choosing, that serves my best interests and my well-being. And it's carefully considered and calculated insofar as actions go. It's a declaration of self-ownership. Nobody else has a right to my labor, my resources, my existence, except me. Now, how does that play out? How do you enact that in your life so that that is the case? That's the simple part, baby. It's very simple. A MGTOW man knows that the government, the powers that be, are well aware of a man's ontology, of what makes a man, his nature, and what he wants, generally speaking. Of course, there's exceptions to every rule, but generally speaking, men want a legacy. They want to pass on their genes. They want to pass on their knowledge. And generally speaking, the ideal way to do that, and that they most desire because of their ontology, because of who they are, their nature, is to have children. So, if you know what men want, how do you control them? Through that thing they want. How can men get what they ontologically most desire at a biological level by what is their nature? You control the woman. And women are very easy to control. They're very easy to control. They're emotional beings. So you control the women, you control the men. So how do you, as a man, declare and enact your self-ownership? You're very careful with your interactions in regards to the opposite sex. You don't put yourself in a position where a woman can be used to control access to your labor, to control access to your resources, to control you through her. Now, the way you stop this from happening is simple. Number one, and unfortunately, if you want to be a man going your own way, you've got to make some sacrifices. And you have to self-actualize. You have to be very high in self-awareness. And you have to learn alternative pathways to meaning and fulfillment. So Although, that which is most ideal, that runs concurrent with your nature in regards to finding purpose and in turn meaning, is having a family, having progeny, a legacy that plays out in that regard. If you want to go your own way, you've got to give that up. It's unfortunate, but it's true, that if you want the kind of freedom, if you just want to be free of all the shackles that the powers that be want to bind around you, because ultimately we are what makes the world run. They need us, but at the same time, they don't want to be beholden to us, so they want to control us. And hence, they control us through the woman, through the portal, through the gateway to the thing that we want most. You're going to have to give up that which, within your nature, within your ontology of a man, most readily gives you purpose and meaning in life. Notice I say most readily and easily. I did not say only. So there are other pathways to meaning in life, and I'm not going to get into those things in this video. That's something I'm going to talk about in my audiobook, which I'm eventually going to publish. But insofar as going your own way, you've got to give up family. You can't have kids. You can't. Because once you have kids with a woman, she's got you by the year now, and you've just lost all your power. You get with a woman, she's incentivized to leave you for cash and prizes. The likelihood that your marriage is going to work out is exceedingly low in the West. You will almost certainly, based on statistical odds, lose your marriage, lose your kids, be supporting two households, paying out the yin-yang, producing ever more resources because now you have to support two households in the form of her and those kids and child support and alimony, and then you got to pay for yourself as well. And before you know it, it's just too much, and you're eating a bullet. So you can't do it. So no kids. That's number one. And yes, there are other pathways to fulfillment and meaning. Kids are not the only way to build, to create legacy. They are not the only way to find purpose in life. They're not. So that's number one, no kids. Number two, you don't live with a woman. At least not when you're of an age where you can have kids with her. You live with a woman, you're going to be banging. You're going to be bopping a lot, hopefully. Although, as we all know, if you actually live with a woman, the S tends to go down. But the risk is there. And also, many, many states have palimony laws, common law marriage. And so you're taking a great risk. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule. For example, if you're an old fart like me and you're approaching retirement age, and maybe because inflation is so out of control, costs are so out of control, and it's just getting wacky, crazy, even for someone like myself, or, you know, for most single men to make a living and get by, maybe you shack up with a broad so that you have the advantage of a two-person, two-income household to pay all the bills. And since you're an old fart, you don't have to worry about having kids. Now, you do still have to worry about palimony, common law marriage, but only if you're in a state that has such laws. So there is an exception to that, meaning you're an old fart, you want to reduce your expenses, so you get with some chick that you can tolerate, which are ever less in number these days in the West because they become so butchy and masculine. And you do that in a state that doesn't have common law marriage laws, palimony, all that. But otherwise, don't live with them. And the other simple rule, don't marry them. That's just stupid in the West. You don't marry a woman. Because by and large, women only marry men that make more. Women are very practical. They're very pragmatic. They know the laws. They're the ones that voted for these laws and put these laws in place because it favors them. They're very self-serving in nature. And they're very resource-focused. So they know that if they make more than the dude and there's a divorce, they either get nothing, or even worse, they end up having to pay him alimony. So if a woman is willing to marry you, you're probably making more than her. And that's a disadvantageous position to be in. And she's going to have all the power, all the control, because she knows, and you know, and she knows that you know that the laws favor her. You get married in the West as a man, you have no hand. Don't do it. That's it. That's MGTOW. All this nonsense about, oh, well, you know, MGTOW dudes are just incels. They can't get boned, and they're just angry and woman hating. That's a false framing. That is a false framing. That is a false narrative to keep people away from associating with, looking into, and identifying with a particular set of what are very true ideas, which is why I refuse, outright refuse, to disassociate myself from the Red Pill and from MGTOW like so many of these grifter content producers have done. I'm not disingenuous, I'm not a liar, and I'm not going to run away from the truth because way more people are telling lies about me. To hell with that. That'd be like people were saying, oh, you're an R, man, you know, the R word. You're a grapist. And a whole bunch more people are saying, you're a grapist. And now the majority of people are calling me a grapist. Why? Because, a bunch of people did it. The mainstream did it. And so, people fell for the populum fallacy. Oh, there's lots of people saying it must be true. You're a grapist. And instead of sticking to the truth, because I'm not, and arguing with them and fighting against them and suing these people, I just buckle and say, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, and okay, I'm sorry. And, what do you want me to do to make things right? Well, that's all these guys are doing that are running away from the truth. That's what they've done. They've given up. They've declared defeat. They're sellouts. They're weak. That's not me. So now you know what MGTOW is. It's nothing particularly complicated, and it's not being an incel. Do you think in my youth I had a problem getting booed? Give me a break. Now, at my age, I don't want the hassle. Oh my God, what Western women have become has nothing to do with anything involuntary. Not because, if you really were that desperate for it, you could pay for it, so is that even a thing? But anyway, don't live with a woman. Don't have kids with a woman. Find alternative paths to meaning. And as a man with logic and reason and critical thinking, you absolutely can. And such pathways do exist, more so for a man than for a woman. And don't marry them. That's it. You adhere to those three things, you are MGTOW. It's that simple. So I hope that better defines it for you. Anyhow, I am the MGTOW philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.